Are all of our microphones on?
Yes.
Excellent, and it is October 30th at 1:30 PM. And I'm going to hand it over to Administrator Crutt.
So this is a policy session to talk about county public art and our policy here for public art. Talk a little bit about the Public Arts Steering Committee. We have with us today the Executive Director of the Arts Alliance, Cheryl Snow, and our Deputy County Administrator, Laura Button. The floor is yours, you guys.
Hey, well, I'll start out and then turn it over to Cheryl. A couple of things. So Krista and Cheryl and I have been working on this for a little while now.
Oh,
in some pieces. It's been a really fun project. Basically, what we've done is take where guidelines for public art that are already existing at the county pursuant to the board order that was established in 94 and converted them into policy, an administrative rule or policy that Don can sign and get codified. And then we also want to talk to you about we're going to be reinvigorating the Public Art Steering Committee, which was established a while back, but it's sort of gone fallow. Before Cheryl leaves, she wants to get that up and running again. So we're coming to you today to share this with you. I wanted to share a couple of typos with you before we get started. Just on the first page of the policy session worksheet, the cost of this policy is not $200,000. That is the budget for the Arts Alliance program. We weren't quite sure what to put in there, but that's not the this is part of the regular budget. It's not anything additional money. Also, my apologies. I totally spaced out on writing anything about strategic plan alignment, so it's kind of blank there. I just totally, I apologize. I spaced about that. And when we go into I'll have Cheryl talk about the policy and the steering committee, but there are a couple of typos on page 1 of 8. At the bottom should say the Clackamas County Arts Advisory Council, not the Clackamas County Advisory Council. And then one of the appendixes is misspelled. It's not appendix, it's appendix. Anyway, Cheryl, do you want to share with them what we've done here?
Sure, glad to do that. So as Laurel said, Krista and Laurel and I have been meeting since early summer, actually, working through this. What you have in front of you, starting as attachment A, page 1 of 8, is the updated, really not so much revised, but updated policy, public art policies and guidelines, which was first adopted by the county commissioners in 2000. What drove that initially then was the anticipation of the build-out of this campus and the desire to have policies in place that would, excuse me, that would allow the public art to be installed with the sitting process and guidelines to oversee that process. And as well, there were build-outs under the Department of Transportation and Development that we were also anticipating. The Public Art Steering Committee that was seated at that time was seated specifically to have oversight of those projects that I just described. And that committee, which was seated, I think, back in 2002, had responsibility for creating a public art master plan that governed what you see here on the campus inside the buildings and outside the plaza and on the central utility plant screen. So after the build out here was accomplished, as well as the roundabouts that we conducted under the oversight and funding through DTD, the committee disbanded because there was no work to do. Now I felt it urgent to be sure that we have a steering committee in place, not so much because I'm leaving, but because we are looking forward to another large set of county buildings that are coming online, the two new libraries and the courthouse. Now, mindful, of course, that the courthouse will be partially funded by state dollars, so that percentage that is funded by the state would have art that would have oversight from the Oregon Arts Commission, but they are not funding in its entirety, so there may well be opportunities for the county to have public art placed on that campus. So I thought it prudent to be sure that there are current policies and guidelines in place and that a steering committee be seated. And happy to answer any questions, should you have any.
And I would point out on the last page of the packet, you have the membership of the steering committee, which includes assigned seats for the departments of finance, facilities, tourism, cultural affairs, and county administration. And we have not yet designated those specific people yet, but we will be. And then art stakeholders are chosen by the Clackamas County Arts Advisory Council. So the Arts Advisory Council person is Owen Primore. And they also have assigned Kirk Mauser, and they are in the process of recruiting the second at-large member.
And these three seats, which we labeled art stakeholders, are intended to be filled by either public art professionals, practicing public art artists, or other professionals who have had experience and insight in managing public art projects.
And these members will be appointed by Don, appointed or replaced by Don, whenever.
But not by us.
And Don will be signing the policy as an administrative policy.
So Cheryl, you said there was an error on the front page with regard to the, or maybe it was Laurel.
Yeah.
As far as the funding source.
Well, it's part of the overall Arts Alliance budget, so that's what we put in was the budget.
It's a pass-through that goes through tourism to fund the program.
So dollars are derived from, just for clarification.
From the general fund.
Yeah.
Dollars are derived from the general fund?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So the $200,000 listed on this page represents the general fund allocation that the Arts Alliance received during the budget process this last year. And what we use those funds for is to pay for staff support of projects. So this is not additional funding. This is part of the work that we do for the county.
Okay. So it is general fund?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. I just was puzzled by the question that it should be or that it wasn't general fund.
No, it is general fund.
Introduction, okay.
Yeah, it is general fund. And
right.
Yeah,
so
we don't need any more general fund.
Yeah. So what dollars, what of these dollars, where do they go? Just for a refresher.
There's two pass-throughs from the general fund for arts. The one is for the Regional Arts and Culture Council. And then there's general fund that goes to the Arts Alliance itself.
But this 200, actually it's $199,658 comes to the Arts Alliance in support of our general operations. And that primarily supports in part the salaries that we pay our staff to provide management, coordination, and facilitation of our projects. So again, this is misleading to include this as cost of the project because, in fact, the project funds, this project as we're referring to it, does not cost any additional dollars. It's part of the ongoing work that we do.
Yeah, I got it. So what portion goes to the RACC?
That's additional.
That's
beyond the $200,000.
Yeah. And that is
$100,000.
So we dedicate $300,000.
So the policy applies only to $200,000 or it applies to all of it?
Just the $200,000.
Just the $200,000.
And actually, the county provides funding to the Arts Alliance, to Regional Arts and Culture Council, and to Heritage in the form of salary for Jennifer Burns, who coordinates the Heritage program.
So on the last attachment, as far as the stakeholders, mm-hmm. there, can we just go over what their stake is, just so I get a refresher, understand this?
The seats 5, 6, and 7?
Yeah.
Or actually all, well,
all?
Yeah. So obviously the ones that are, those are county staff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay, so the other three.
Okay, the other three, this, I let me, before I respond to that directly, I will say that the structure of this steering committee replicates the original public arts steering committee, which determined that it was essential to have, in addition to citizen volunteers and and art stakeholders, it was essential to have representation from county departments that would have either a direct relationship to proposed projects or had interest in proposed projects. And what we have learned over the years is that the finance department is key, of course. Facilities is essential because facilities is our partner in helping to create both the maintenance packages that we need in place to repair and maintain, as well as working closely with my team when projects are installed. Tourism Cultural Affairs, because the Arts Alliance is a part of the Tourism and Cultural Affairs budget, and because we, in fact, are the cultural affairs piece of that department. And administration, because there is always a role for administration in project management. The art stakeholders are essential to managing public art projects. So we assigned, or the Arts Advisory Council discussed this proposal at length at our last meeting, and they agreed unanimously to appoint Owen Premore, who accepted that nomination. Owen is an exhibit designer, works for OMSI, leads their exhibit design locally and nationally. He installs exhibits in museums around the country, and he has keen knowledge and interest in public art projects. Kirk Mauser is a board member of the Arts Alliance, and he has been intrinsically involved with our public art program over the years. So we feel that he would be a good addition to the team. And the seventh position, which you see is still under recruitment, is a citizen who is a public art professional, a Milwaukee resident. She's extremely interested in working with us, but before she commits, she needs to be sure that this responsibility would be aligned with her family responsibilities, and I expect to hear from her by Thursday.
So the Arts Alliance referred to for the sixth position is the Clackamas County Arts Alliance or the Regional Arts Alliance?
Clackamas County. These are all Clackamas County folks. And then below the line, you see that our team, our staff, myself or whoever's in my role, and our programs manager will facilitate and coordinate and staff the committee, probably with the assistance of somebody from Laurel's side.
So of this 200,000 and the staffing that goes along with it and all of that, how much is that exclusively for Clackamas County owned facilities or more?
Nope, just for Clackamas County.
Exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the work that we do and the funding that the county provides supports the work that we do within the borders of Clackamas County. That's our mission direction.
Okay, well, yeah, but for facilities, county-owned facilities, not boundaries. Yeah. You said boundaries of the county. I'm talking about facilities of the county. This 200.
Facilities, we work only within county facilities.
Right.
Private
and,
or public.
Yeah,
well,
and also.
Private is not.
Like leased?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then also for some transportation projects that may have a state component to them that might be under that 1% for art, as Cheryl referred to roundabouts, there are artworks out in some of those.
But because the county does not have a standing percent for art ordinance, the roundabout projects were funded, the two roundabout projects I'm thinking of, the one in Stafford and the one in Happy Valley, were both funded in part by Happy Valley and DTD.
And there has been talk in the past of having a actual county 1% for art that would, for large public works projects and large public facilities projects, that would be in addition, because the state 1% for art, the state controls what art is installed.
Well, and then the state percent ordinance, of course, affects only state buildings.
Yeah. State partial and buildings.
There are three cities in Clackamas County who have adopted percent for art ordinances. Those are the cities of West Lynn, Lake Oswego, and Estacada. And where those ordinances exist, whenever there have been build-outs in those communities, they have applied those funds, and actually Estacada is a great example of what happens when an ordinance is in place and elected officials support. The city of Estacada is a model for art as a community-building tool. So that's the end of my platform.
So like when the light rail project was built in Clackamas County, got its 1% of art?
That wasn't, there is an exclusion. TriMet funds all of their light rail public art projects through national transportation funding. So that was, that had nothing to do with either Portland's ordinance or the state ordinance. All of the work that is installed on our Orange Line here in Milwaukee, all the way into Portland, was funded entirely by transportation funds through TriMet.
Okay, so what's the recent example of a 1% government project that we received funds for?
We here in the county have not received any percent ordinance funding for any government project. The first project would be the upcoming county courthouse, because the state is paying a portion of those buildings.
Okay. Any other questions?
And you needn't take any action since this is, you know, under Don's authority. We just wanted to inform you that this was happening, especially because we're going to have a public arts steering committee. It's pretty exciting getting that.
Well, that was my question, if we had to have any official action, because the recommendation was staff respectfully recommends acceptance of the administrative rule and the steering committee proposal. So my question was, isn't this under the county administrator's authority? Do we need to weigh in? Because if so, I might have to abstain, because my husband, as you saw, is listed there.
Yes, I did see that.
And he's done work with the Clackamas County Arts Alliance and has been in conversations about replacing Cheryl. So
yeah. I wasn't quite sure what
if that was an official, we would need to have an official act. So.
No, Don has the authority to do this, but I just wanted to. It's something under recommendation, because it always asked me to do that.
Well, and I just, in all transparency, wanted to
appreciate
get on
that.
The record, so thank you.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to have him, by the way.
And I think we're done for the afternoon.
Oh, that was easy.
Yes.
So maybe we could get on the meeting early.
Yes,
that would be good.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Oh, and we are adjourned. Thank you.